T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presumptive nominee for the Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden, tweeted, "The video is clear. Ahmaud Arbery was killed in cold blood. My heart goes out to his family, who deserve justice and deserve it now. It is time for a swift, full, and transparent investigation into his murder." On the show, I have the former district attorney of DeKalb County, Georgia, Mr. Robert James, supervised the prosecution of over 8,000 felony cases in DeKalb County, was also the solicitor general for DeKalb County before becoming the elected district attorney. His accolades are well known. Former DA Robert James, thank you, Mr. James, for being on the program. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rashad. How are you doing this morning, sir?
You know, I'm doing okay. I am still heartbroken and angry about the murder I saw on video yesterday, but I want to get your assessment. You are able to talk to us through the lens of a prosecutor, through the lens of an elected DA, and you were a rarity because you actually would be the lead prosecutor, trial prosecutor, in many of the major cases that came to DeKalb County. You did not simply assign other lead prosecutors on many of those cases. You were the guy. You were right in the trenches, and you were there day to day. Give us your assessment of what you have witnessed through that video of Ahmaud Arbery being killed by the two individuals in the pickup truck, and what's your assessment of the police report or reports that have come out?
Yeah, well, I've done a lot of this because, you know, in DeKalb, we created a public integrity unit, and, you know, one of its primary responsibilities was to look at police misconduct. We also had a grand jury that reviewed every police shooting for the year, I believe, of 2012 and 2013 that happened in DeKalb County, and the indictment of the police officer that shot and killed Anthony Hill, Mr. Olson, he was indicted, you know, through that process. And so I've looked at probably more of these cases than anybody in Georgia, you know, with the exception of maybe the Folsom DA. And it's a murder, right? It's in my mind, it's felony murder. You know, and I mean, obviously that's up for a jury to decide. But when I say it's a murder, what I mean more specifically is that there is probable cause for a DA to present it to a grand jury on the grounds of murder. And I'll go into that a little bit. Let's kind of step back and, you know, do a law school analysis here. Georgia law, as it pertains to citizen's arrest, because everything that I've been reading, that's what the DA down in Brunswick, and that's what these two men that killed this young man are claiming justified their actions, citizen's arrest. But what it says is you basically, a private citizen has two instances in which he or she may arrest or detain an individual. One is, and I'll read the law, so the private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in the presence or within his immediate knowledge. And so what that means is, like a store clerk, or back in the day what we used to call store detectives, you know, and they see you shoplifting. Well, they saw you shoplifting, and if you're in there, if you're inside of the store in their immediate presence, they can stop you and detain you, and everybody knows that. That's common. The other instance, when they can actually chase you, because the first instance, if it's not a felony, if it's a misdemeanor, if it's a store clerk that sees it, you know, they can stop you, but they can't chase you down the street to your house. All right. That's the reason why store clerks arrest you in the store. If it's a felony, all right, then they're allowed to chase you. All right. They are allowed to chase you and stop you. But that individual has to have reasonable and probable grounds that there is a felony being committed. All right. And that's where the rub is in this case. The only felony that it possibly could be, and I've listened to the radio traffic from this, would be burglary. Well, a burglary, all right, you have to be entering a home or a structure. It could be a business for the purpose, without permission, for the purpose, and here's where it's important, for the purpose of committing a theft or a felony therein. Well, when you listen to the radio traffic, the person is calling, apparently that started all of this, says, you know, the operator says, is he breaking in right now? The caller says, no, it's all open. It's under construction. The operator says, okay, what is he doing? The caller says, he's running down the street. So that does not meet the burden or the grounds, even under probable cause standards, for a burglary. I mean, was it the middle of the night? Did he have dark clothes on? No, it was the middle of the day and he was jogging. When he left that open structure that was under construction, based on what the caller said, did he have, you know, copper pipes hanging out of his pocket? Was he running down the street with an AC unit or with home appliances? Well, you can look at the video and see that none of that was taking place and the caller didn't say any of that. And so how you can have reasonable grounds to believe that someone is committing a burglary when they're just running down the street and they have no items on them, they've left the property, it's just not there. You know, and the law does not allow people to, this is not the Wild West. You know, this is not the old South where you can get together, you know, posses and go chase people down in the middle of the street based on whatever reason. And if that individual decides that they don't want to comply with your orders to stop, you can just shoot them. Because the other part of this is that every individual in Georgia has a right to resist an unlawful arrest or detention. And so when everybody says, well, he violently attacked the guy, first of all, I didn't see that. I saw him run around the truck on the opposite side and apparently trying to avoid the guy. But if someone tries to detain you and that detention is unlawful, if they're standing there with a gun ordering you to stop, that's detention. All right. If that's unlawful, if there's no reasonable grounds to do that, you have the right to resist that, to use whatever force necessary, including fighting and deadly force to resist that. And so I don't see anything wrong that this young man did. But I do see a lot wrong that that these other individuals that shot him and killed him did.
These individuals, both of the McMichaels, senior and junior, they were given the benefit of innocence, the benefit of the doubt. They were not detained. They were not arrested. They had, you know, the killer had blood on his hands. Obviously, the guns were shot, killed Ahmad. Why is it that no one was at least arrested in that moment? There's a dead body. There's only a corroboration of the other killer. Why was there no arrest made?
That's a very good question, Rashad. And I thought about that myself. There is no reasonable explanation. I'll just say it that way. There's no reasonable explanation. I will tell you, I have been through scenarios thousands of times throughout my 21-year career as an attorney and my 16-year career as a prosecutor, 10 of those years as an elected prosecutor. And I can tell you, if you kill somebody, all right, and it's not a scenario where they're in your house and they've broken in, but if you're out in the street and you kill somebody and you allege self-defense, you're going to be detained and arrested, all right? They're going to take you down to the police station, all right? And most likely, you're going to have to post bond and your lawyer is going to have to essentially advocate and present circumstances to show that it was self-defense. But I have, you know, I've never seen a scenario where someone is killed in the middle of the street and is claiming citizen's arrest and the individual didn't have any items, you know, to commit a theft on them or didn't have any items, you know, that they had taken or stolen, and the police don't at least make an arrest and let the DA's office figure it out. It's, you know, it doesn't smell right, is what I'm saying.
We got more on the other side. Mr. Robert James, I want to also talk to you about the prosecutorial conduct here, because there was a letter basically written saying that there's a conclusion based on one DA that recused. There was a conclusion that that this was not a criminal act. That letter was written. And now, as we know, the current DA who has this case, Durden, is now seeking a grand jury indictment. We hope he's truly seeking an indictment based on the evidence. We got more on the other side. I'm talking to former District Attorney of DeKalb County, Robert James, about the Ahmaud Arbery case. You're getting real with the Realest Man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. I have the former District Attorney of DeKalb County in Georgia, Mr. Robert James, on the program. He has supervised well over 8,000 prosecutions, many of them high-profile prosecutions, some of them prosecutions against police officers who committed criminal acts. Robert, let me ask you this, man. The current district attorney, Durden, who's in charge of the case now, who, by the way, is the third DA assigned to this case with Ahmaud Arbery. Do you know Durden?
I believe I do. If Mr. Durden's been around for, you know, more than 10 years, then I absolutely do know him.
Yeah.
I was part of the, you know, the DA's Association for the state of Georgia, and, you know, I was at most, if not all, the meetings, and, you know, we talked about legislation, you know, and things of that nature. And so we got to know one another. We were a pretty close-knit group, you know, and so I believe I perhaps do, so.
What is the protocol? Because it is not lost on me that the indictment or seeking the indictment came out on the same day that the video was leaked. What do you make of that?
I've been in a position before, and I try not to attach or assign any, you know, anything negative to decisions. Sometimes you can make decisions and they can be a coincidence. You know, some people, you know, could argue and say, well, you know, I saw the video and, you know, and it was pressure, you know, from all the, you know, outcry and the public and the media that made me do it. But other people could say, which is very likely, that, you know, the video, you know, is so compelling that something has to be done and it has to be addressed. And perhaps he had already made, you know, intended to make that decision. So I can't guess what's in, you know, his head, you know, about why he decided to do it or why he announced it. Maybe he had already decided to do it, but hadn't announced it. And that's possible. Maybe he was forced to announce it publicly, you know, once the video came out. So there are a lot of maybes there, you know.
What about the criminal responsibility of an individual who witnesses a murder? If you actually witness a murder in the state of Georgia, record or not record it, if you witness a murder and you do not report that murder, could you be criminally liable?
I've never seen a scenario where somebody's prosecuted for not affirmatively coming forward when they witness a murder. Can't lie about it, obviously, but I've never seen a scenario in all the prosecutor's offices that I've worked, you know, and the one that I ran, you know, the felony prosecutor's office, that's the prosecutor office that I ran, where somebody was actually charged for not coming forward, unless they had some sort of duty, like that individual was under their care, like a child or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you be able to get an indictment in this case with a grand jury?
I, based on what I've seen, and I have to qualify it because, you know, the devil's in the details, and I don't know what I don't know. But based on what I've seen and based on what I've heard, you know, I think what was compelling to me, there were two pieces of evidence other than a law, and like I said earlier, you know, the first thing obviously is the video where it appears, I mean, the young man's not sprinting down the street like he's trying to, you know, be evasive or get away from anybody. He's jogging. You know, it's clear he's jogging. And then he also goes to the other side of the truck from where one of these individuals is standing. And then the other thing is that the person that calls in, the operator asks him point blank, like I said earlier, you know, is he breaking in right now? And he says, no, it's an open structure. It's under construction. You know, what's he doing? He's running, you know, and, you know, that's not illegal, right? You know, if I'm driving, I live in a neighborhood where houses under construction. And if I'm jogging and I stop and decide to look in one of them, that's not illegal. First and foremost, that's not illegal. Absolutely not. And then after I get tired of looking in it, I walk out of that structure and decide to resume my exercise, and I don't have copper pipes hanging out of my pocket or an AC unit strapped to my back, then, you know, if some person decides to stop me with a firearm and I decide I don't want to stop, I can't be shot. And if I am, you know, then I expect the state to seek redress. And so, yes, I believe, you know, I would be able to obtain, you know, an indictment in this situation as a prosecutor.
Robert James, we appreciate your transparency and honesty. One thing I know about you, you have been a fighter for justice on both sides of the equation of justice. You continue to be the same individual that I've always known. That's why we appreciate your leadership in our local community and beyond. If there's somebody listening, they can benefit from your services. You are a private attorney now. You have this great big office in Buckhead down the street from my office. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
678-664-8529 is our office number, 678-664-8529, or you can reach us at danielsjameslaw.com. You know, I will say, Rashad, if you've got a quick second, I will say in terms of the letter that was sent from the initial prosecutor that had it to the other one, I felt that that was inappropriate. I've sent several cases to the Attorney General's office in my time because our office needed a conflict out of it. But I have never sent a letter to the prosecutor saying, you know, don't prosecute, or I don't believe you should prosecute because of X, Y, and Z. The reality is that if there's a conflict and you need to get out, then you need to get out and not try to influence it back channel through a letter. And I think that's inappropriate.
Well said. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time today on the show. Very insightful.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, if you need to contact Robert James, you can call him at 678-664-8529. A remarkable jurist, a remarkable attorney. 678-664-8529 is the number to his office. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.